Hashavas Avreichem, page Lamed Aleph. The Rebbe's beginning now to teach us, to train us, that's what the Sefer is about, training young people. All of us, Baruch Hashem, are young because we still have big sheifas and big ritzinus. Pace of time, every adult becomes a child, right? Because it says in every single Haggadah, the Kan HaBen Shoyel, says Abba Bonim, everybody is a child. So the Rebbe is teaching us how to strengthen, how to reveal the koyach of his rakshus, of emotion, of excitement in Avodas Hashem. So on page Lamed Aleph, the second paragraph, it says, "Amar Hamatzel his rakshus hanefesh." What is the underlying prerequisite, the backdrop upon which one can reveal the hisrakshis anefesh, the excitement of the soul? Machshava chazoke hi reishis hamatza she'aleha tisra. This matza is not the same as the... It's not shmur matza. The underlying yisoid. That's what matza is. The underlying yisoid of hisrakshis anefesh, and this is difficult. This is always difficult, particularly for a generation, for a time when people have great, great difficulty focusing and concentrating. Machshava chazaka, strong, concentrated thought, focused thinking. Machshava chazaka, he raises a matzah shaleh tisra, tiskai, right? Tischazik l'hisayri yoyser. It's upon thoughts that are strong, clear, and focused that one's emotions can appear, can be sustained, can be strengthened, can be hisayrus. Ki isa b'sefer HaKadosh imre elimalach, that's from his father's Husa Yenelena. Parashat B'chukaisai. Ki vaday kol echad v'echad yesh lo lefamim hiruhi tshuva. He says, certainly there's no question that everybody has sometimes hiruhi tshuva. Everybody has feelings of wanting to change, of tshuva. V'ach ayidei shemachshavtoi nifna l'dvar machayim, but because we're so easily distracted, and that's what the Rebbe is going to talk about, the danger of distraction. But because a person is so easily distracted, nifnul dvar machayim. Everybody has good thoughts, everybody has good feelings, everybody wants to change, and that happens all the time. There's a Torah from the Israelites that we were doing last night in Queens, in the Beis Yaakov, about Tal. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable Torah. If you have the Haggadah of the Beis Yaakov and you look after the Haggadah, so there's on the Hasienu, on the Inyan of Yontif, and there he has on Tal. So Tal is something which is a constant. The Do is something which falls constantly. It says in the Gemara Tanis that we asked Hashem Isbarach that he should be Kegeshem Lono, that he should be with us like rain. Because rain is a gewaldig thing, so we asked Hashem he should be like rain. And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we could have done a lot better. We should have asked for something much greater, which is to be like Tal. And even though we didn't ask for that, Hashem said, Eyek Tal Yisrael. And the difference, of course, he talks about many, many things, but the main difference between Geshem and Tal is that Geshem is something which sometimes it falls, sometimes it doesn't fall. And it depends upon a person's on the tefillahs, and then the farmer has to plow and has to plant and so on. And it came to Tal. The Gemara says, Tal is le'me'atz la'ilam. Tal never ever stops falling. It never stops falling. Tal, he says, is the pnimius of a yid. There are certain tefillahs that we say. There are certain avodas that we do in order to be worthy of Hashem's response to us, of Hashem responding to us. That's Geshem, that's rain. Tal is the constant tshuva, the constant avoda, the constant tefillah that's hidden in a Jew's heart, you don't hear it. Just like you don't notice the towel falling, you don't notice duful. Nobody ever saw that. It's just that you walk around in the morning and your shoes are wet, but nobody ever saw. You can't see the towel falling. It's just a constant steady metzias that's there. So the Beis Yaakov says that the pnimius of a Jew is perpetually in the state of dveikus Hashem and wants to grow and is thinking and feeling. And Hashem is Baruch responds with a tal, which is imperceptible, just like those feelings that we have. But he says all kinds of amazing yeshuas take place as a result of the quiet tefillas and the quiet avoid of the heart of a Jew. He says because you see that the tal, like we say in the tefillah of tal, that the tal is able to, because it's so delicate and refined, it's able to slip into all kinds of hidden places. It can get by the customs officials and the guards. Rain is stopped, you know, rain is very, very big. But the tal is able to slip into all kinds of places. It's the inyan of the Kohen Gadol going in on Yom Kippur, lifnai v'lifnim, b'chashoy, in a way of silence, and he's marked the k'tayrus, and the k'tayrus on Yom Kippur is daka, min ha-daka, has to be very, very tiny. It's ground to be very, very fine, very tiny. And Yom Kippur, Tzedakah, Min Hadakah, those are the tefillahs that come from the essence of who a person is, the tshuva, the constant hihuri tshuva, Tzedakah, Min Hadakah. Dak ad dak ad ein nivdak. You don't even notice, you don't even realize how inside of you, your heart is always breaking to become a better Jew, and how your heart is filled with all kinds of tefillahs to be a better Jew. Hashem's Baruch hears those things, but in order for us to experience His srakshis, to be excited about Avodas Hashem, when those little drops of tal, meaning those little feelings of wanting to change, that we're able to sometimes sense inside of us, if we be able to combine those delicate little, almost imperceptible emotions, sometimes they're stronger, if we're able to combine those with focused thinking, strong thinking, so we'd be able to change. Lamaisa, we'd be able to change. He says, Kivada, he says, Kal echad be'echad yeshal lofamim huray tshuva, v'ach ayidei shemachshavtei nifna l'dvar machayim, ayidei zeh nestalik memena. That because a person's mind is distracted and he turns to other matters, to other things, so that's it. That fleeting revelation of the tal in his life and those feelings that are generally hidden, at the times they come out. So if a person doesn't combine those feelings with strengthened, focused thought, then the emotions will very easily dissipate, or not really dissipate, but they'll retreat back into the cracks, into the stones, into the hidden places of the neshama. They don't disappear, because as we said, that a person is constantly mahar b'tshuva, and the heart of a Jew is constantly davening. But those feelings will very quickly retreat to where they came from. L'chein tzarech ha'odam lireis. Therefore, a person has to see to it. Shiyosim machshavtei lihirah ha'tayvahu. That he should not just allow himself to have this nice feeling and to enjoy this good feeling. It could be a pleasant feeling. It could be a strong unpleasant feeling, meaning of something that's wrong in life, something that needs to be corrected. He shouldn't let this just remain in a state of a hero because of a thought, of a feeling. He has to think. That's what it says in Imam Elam. So he says, "V'gam bin yani ha'olam." We see this even stam. You see this in life. This is always in life. It's like this. Yoda inish benafshe shikashi yerelei ish gadover. A person can see this very easily. When somebody does something to you that's not good, when somebody does something to you that's an avla of some sort, as in yatru tekev binyin acher leyile pnai lachshav mehara asher os leza. You see that if a person is upset about something, but then he's immediately distracted. Right? If a person is immediately distracted from that ra that took place, you see this with children very, very, very clearly, but it's with adults also. With a child, every parent knows that if a child, God forbid, gets hurt, falls down, or something happens, and the child is screaming for something, is upset about something, and you just distract the child for a second, you just make a funny face, or you just point something else out that's interesting. So a kid could be mamish in the middle of the most unbelievable, heart-wrenching scream, and then the kid will go, oh, wait, oh, wait. It's like, and adults also, when they're distracted, the Rebbe's saying, Im yatrid tekef b'ninacha, ulo yilo p'nai lachshad me'ara, she'osu lo'ize, if you become distracted, so you're not able to concentrate and think about the bad thing that person did to you, so then you'll see, lo yisragesh kasa, then you won't become excited with anger. Your anger will not flare, will not become strong. There might be an initial feeling, but then you're distracted. So then the kas does not develop. I mentioned to you many times that the Rebbe of Melech he had a temper. So the Rebbe of Melech was mekabel upon himself that before he'll say anything, when he's angry, before he reacts, he'll go upstairs and put on a certain coat that he has in a certain closet. So he said that the first few times he would march up the stairs, put on the coat, and then come back down and scream. But then after a few times, you know, when you're ready two or three steps up, even just that kind of a distraction, just to be busy with something else. So he found that by the time he was on the steps there, he wasn't angry anymore. So if a person is distracted, so lo yisragish kasa, with this gala bekirba, midas agvura shabai. What happens is that because the machshava, because a person's thoughts are taken by something else, the machshava is so unbelievably powerful. And we're not even talking here about something which is so important to concentrate on. But the nature of a person is such that when there's a certain emotion that is about to be activated, there's a reaction, an emotional reaction that is going to take place. In this situation, he's talking about gevura, which is the source of kaas, anger, which stirs up in a person a desire to lash out or to hurt somebody and to yell or to take revenge, all of those emotions. But if a person, for whatever reason, if the mind is distracted, if there's something else that's at that moment that takes the person's thoughts, even though it's not a particularly focused thought, still, the midah of gevura, in this case, the kaas, the midah will not have a chance to become excited because the machshava is not there. And if the machshava is separated, if the thought becomes separated from the midah, which is an inyan of the mother being separated from the child, right? The mother is the machshava, and we'll talk about it soon, and the emotion is the child, and when there's that separation, so then it doesn't happen. But this is really the problem. When a person broods about this and he thinks about it and he has nothing else going on in his life at that moment except what this person did to me, sometimes you could think about an avlo that a person did to you, whether you think that he did to you, it could be from 10 years ago. You're just standing around doing nothing or davening and then you start thinking about something that was bad 10 years ago, and you get all worked up. You get all excited about it again, even though it's a maisa that was already over a bottle, you know, ka'afir da'ar, it should have been ka'afir da'ar, and yet a person gets all worked up about it because of the machshava. Haraki mitenes machshavta, imatza, limidus agur, v'yachshav min ha'ish. But if a person thinks about, if you start thinking about this person that was bad to you, that did something bad, v'ara asha osalai, and the bad thing that he did to you, and then what happens is we fashate the Yirachev is Machshavta is Zu. Not only do you remember what he did to you, but you start thinking about it. You begin to think more about more La'erach L'Roichav. You begin to think about, and you know what this person did to me, not only this time, but there are things that this person did to me my entire life. He's done things like this to me. And then you start to think about, you know what, it's not only to me that he's a Rasha. He's done things to other people. And the Machshava begins to spread to many, many other areas. And you're focused on this thought. So then, Oz Yisragish, boy, then you're angry. Then you're angry. Then you feel mamish. You feel the anger. Af Yislahiv, not just the Yisragishes. Mamisha his slahavus, af yislahev bekaz, b'mid the maruba, shemadadnu la'el. Like we spoke about earlier, with a very, very, very powerful emotion. But if you be distracted, if somebody would come over to you, like you have this tiny little thought, somebody did something terrible to you, you have this tiny little thought, and somebody comes along to you, a good friend of yours comes along and says, there's somebody that's giving out, you know, $100 bills on the corner. So that's it. No more kaas, no more anger, no more sarkshas. You go something else. You're distracted. If somebody would, God forbid, come and tell you that, like that somebody that you care for very, very deeply is in trouble, or chas v'shalom is hurt and needs you, it's no. You don't get lost in that kaas. You don't get angry at the. It's a narishkeit then, which means that all of those things are narishkeit. It's just a question of whether or not you're thinking about them. But they're all narishkeit. And the second that something else takes up your thoughts, takes over your thoughts, so then there's no inyan b'chlal. That's why we've spoken about this many times, how Rabbi Nachman Schusa Gelinu in particular, but many tzaddikim spoke about how the way to overcome thoughts that are inappropriate during davening is by thinking about other things. Not by trying to get past those thoughts, because then you're thinking about those thoughts. There were tzaddikim that daven very, very quickly also, even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That's a big inyan b'chlal in the Svar Makadoshim. We don't understand that's the avoid of big tzaddikim, certain big tzaddikim. But when it came, and I mentioned this many times, that the long viduis, you know, by Yeshiva Bacham, the long viduis where on Yom Kippur, and then especially if you like to take the extra vidui booklets to have, because the regular vidui in the Machshavah doesn't have all your aveiros in it, so you need to have extra supplementary viduim. So a person sits in the tzaddik did not want the person to sit and to focus on those viduim. Wanted everybody to know what they are to say them quickly, and the schlepping out and the krechtsing on those viduyim, together with the tenuas, the motions, and the forced bechias, the forced crying, and so on, which has very little relevance to a person's practical life. All the forced bechias that come with those long viduyim. Let's love Davka, the path towards tshuva. Maybe for some people, but not for many people. When a person, there are inyanim in life that are not good, and a person needs to correct things, and certainly he needs to make a cheshbon hanefesh. But sometimes, like I mentioned to you once before, that a friend of mine said about that I mentioned a few weeks ago, that a friend of mine said about one of those Vidui booklets, he said, you know, can I tell you, there was stuff in there I never even knew about. It was really interesting, you know. So I started to think about all those Averis, you know, I never tried that one. That looks like something that might be interesting. So there are thoughts that are darker thoughts, that the Ikka is, Like Rabbi Nelson said, is the mystery of Elonei Mamre, which is, we're not going to talk about now, but Mamre is the Isis, Machshava Roa, Machshava Acheres. When there's a bad thought, the Ikur is to think about something else. Because sometimes, even if you think about an Avera, if you think about Nevera, not if you think about how you could fix yourself, but if you think about Nevera deeply, so you don't get out of the Avera, other Rabbi, you start to have Yehurim about the Avera. You start to become more excited about that Avera. And not only are you not pulling yourself out of the Avera, because you're supposed to think about how you rebelled against the Baruch Shalom. The ones who made those Viduyim, they were very, very, very great and holy people. They didn't want you to think back, remember 1974, that Avera, boy, was that Kishmak, that Avera. I better not do that again. Boy, was that Kishmak, but I'm not going to do that again. They weren't thinking like that. They were thinking about how this is a merida, this is a rebellion, this is a slap in the face of the creator of the world and the one who made you. And you should be thinking about how you were married by Hashem, how you rebelled against, and how you defied Hashem. But idiots like ourselves, we don't get into that. We just think about the Aveira. And when you think about the Aveira, and you focus on the Aveira, then the Machshava, wherever the Machshava connects to something like that, so where there was excitement when you did the Aveira to begin with, then other Rabbits, Chayza V'Neir, it awakens and it arouses the excitement again. The Ikkar is for a person to go and to have a Bechlal, a rotzen and a hergish of wanting to become different, of wanting to change, and to know that these are things that are right there. Not to stand there. You know what I'm saying would be the yeshivas, they would tell you this is all heresy, and this is the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing. Say that everybody is different. I'm just saying to you that this is the way that the tzaddikim, the Talmid Rosh Hashanah, spoke about it. The other tzaddikim had different mahalchim. But when it comes to a thought that a person has during davening, if you think about that thought and how to get out of that thought, so then the fact that you're thinking about that thought gets you more excited about it also. Dikr is to think. Dikr is to distract yourself. That's why the tzaddikim say to even think about you, to think about your family, to think about some narishkeit, but some innocent narishkeit, right? Something your family. To think about something else. But not to think about the thought, because when you think about the thought, then there's b'derech hateva, that when a person thinks about something, then it causes it connects to the midas, and when it connects to the midas, then there's a hisrakshus, and hisrakshus is what causes, you know, a person to lose control. When it's a negative hisrakshus, so he says, third line from the bottom, shetei hisrakshus akas chazokim menu. If you think about this person and what he's done to you, right, then the kaas is going to get very strong, the anger will become very strong, and you're not going to be able to hold back. It'll come to a point that you won't be able to hold back, and you'll walk over to the guy and you start yelling at him, or you make some fool of yourself and do something silly or whatever. There are people who are so angry, and they think so much about the anger that they write books about them. They write books hurting other people. They write books that are filled with anger and poison. They sit around and brood and think. And it is so, they can't control it anymore. Not only, he says, now, when you think about it, it's not only now the kas, if we're talking about kas, is not only going to be the time when the midah of gevur was aroused. Now, it's b'shas ma'isim, the guy did something to you. When he did something to you, then there's a midah of gevur that starts to light up. Gevur starts to light up inside of you. Gevur is the source of kas. But what the Rebbe is saying is that machshava of a person is so strong, the thoughts of a person are so strong, that even if it's not b'shas ma'isim, that's what I was saying, it could be 10 years later. Even if it's not b'shas ma'isa, he says a lot of v'ad b'shas shami the kind of zayir dvuki even ma'achshava. At she'ef next page she'ef shel hisayir b'frat is kind built into spash of ma'achshava. Gam ha'ma'achshava as hamidus ma'iravis. Other rabbi, it could be 10 years later, and if you don't feel any kas at all, it's like a regular nice day. It's a beautiful day in the spring. Everybody's getting ready for yontiv. It's gevaldik. You're standing there and you're just, you know, relaxing. You have nothing really on your mind, and all of a sudden, you start to think about something from a long time ago, that a guy did something to you, and then you find yourself in the middle of nowhere, like getting angry. So here there was no midah that was here. The machshava was ma'ir the midah. The midah wasn't looking for a machshava. Here the machshava was ma'ir the midah. Even though there was no gevura kasni at all. You were perfectly happy. Everything was fine. You weren't upset at all. But for whatever reason, you know, somebody said, you know, hey, I saw Moshe Kapaya yesterday. Moshe Kapaya? And then you walk away and you start thinking, ah, Moshe Kapaya. And you start to think about Moshe Kapaya, you know, 40 years ago, Moshe Kapaya, you know, this happened with Moshe Kapaya. And then you say, you know, where's Moshe Kapaya? I want to rip his hair out. It's a Maisa from 40 years ago. But the Machshav is Ma'ir the Midah. It awakens that Midah. We felt the sky and built him to spashma. Rakam ha-machshav es ha-midas ma'ireres. That's how powerful machshav is. Everybody knows that the yisoid of Chabad Chassidus is this is the yisoid of Chabad Chassidus. Ma'ir shalot al ha-leiv, the unbelievable koyach of a sustained thought, of a machshav, of a focused thought, and what it could do. The toiv, or if it's not good, what it could do. And he brings in the Rav later on. Rav b'shah she'ena b'kas al Sinai. Even when you're not angry at your so-called enemy, even at the time that you're not angry at him, in yaskel atzmei haroz asher osolay mikvar, if you remind yourself, if your machshava drifts back, or somebody else reminds you of the evil that person did to you, or what happened to you, v'yar b'lachshir behen, and then you start thinking about them again, as Gamize, yes, irakasa. It's amazing. And the kas will, the kas can be revived. And no shaykhis to this guy already for a long time. No shaykhis to him. And the thing that happened to you already, you already saw that it turned out to be very good. Like most things in life, it turned out to be very good. You thought that he was doing a terrible avla to you, and it turned out, because now time has passed, it turns out that it all turned out for the best, mamish. It was the best thing that could have ever happened to you. Right? You had some problem with the guy at work, he did an avla, he pulled a move on you at work, as a result of that, whatever happened, you had to leave that job. In the end, you got a job that was twice as good, and you should go up to the person and say, I want to thank you for being such a gewaldige kli. You changed my life. Because, you're still this lousy place, and now, you know, Now, I'm the president of a big corporation, and you should thank the guy. But that's not how it works. Even though you know that it was all a taif, the machshava of a person, when it takes hold again of that inyan, so then there could be a hisiris of kaz. Even though you know in your seichel that you know that it, that everything was a taif mamish. But if you tell the guy that, why are you angry again? He says, it turned out very good. He said, but his bechir was terrible. Right? He made a bidet, but he did was still an avla. That it turned out okay, the Baruch Shalom is nice, but he did is an avla. And for a person not to strengthen the machshava, a different machshava, not to slip into that, that's what happens. And it's possible to have such a kaas, such an anger, even a long time later, even though you know that it was all a taif. And that's, of course, in chesed. Also, in love, in chesed, in all midas, it's the same thing. It's the same thing when it comes to all midas. The Baruch Shalom says, "Kimidei dabri boy zocher askerenu oy." The Baruch Shalom says that when I think for a second about Ephraim, Ephraim means a yid, who's going through a hard time. So when I think for a second, who's going through this year, so when I think for a second about a Yid, the Baruch Kimide Dabri Bay, I speak about a Jew, Zohar as Kerenu Oid, and there's such a Hisairus of Ahava. And that's how it is with a person. With all the Midas. And he says, you know, this is something in a certain way, even though animals, of course, are not capable of intellectual thinking, they're not capable of thought as we understand it. But he says, but you see, even by a behemoth, look what he says, Gam ha-behemoth v'achai ha-misrakshes. Even an animal that's excited, in bi'ahava l'mineihin, when the animal's excited about with its hergish of attraction to its own type, or in l'kaz. If an animal's angry at somebody or something, whatever, or pachad, or the animal's frightened, even though obviously the animal doesn't have really the ability to sustain a thought, but you see this even with an animal, that the animal will not get all worked up if you distract the animal with something else, even by a behemoth. If you distract the animal with something else, a loud noise, something else is going on, so then the animal will not be misragish, and the animal will not pounce upon the person or do something, because the animal becomes distracted. For instance, if you give with a horse or something, you give it the animal starts, you give it a big clop or something, and it's thinking about it's the clop, thinking. I mean, it feels the clop, but in its own mind, it becomes distracted. Or if you quickly slip some food to the animal, there are people like that too. It's a lot of smart women. They know when the husbands come home, just give them to eat. Distract him. It's one of the main strategies of intelligent women. You have to distract this guy. Just get him not to think. That's the main thing. He thinks about what happened during the day, he's going to have a marah shchayra. And if he thinks about other things, you know, even here, he might have a marah shchayra. So the main thing is to just, you know, bring out a big steak and fries, and that way everybody could be happy. You have to give your behemoth to eat right away. That's you give it something to eat, so be distracted. If you just grab the animal and you take it to, and you grab and you start pulling it, so the animal is like, when the animal has this, the animal's, there's something cooking, the animal's angry, and you do something that's sudden, or that's, so the animal just gets, the animal gets pulled away from that. From that thought, whatever that thought, that hisiris or that midah, and that, I mean, everything in the world has a hisiris of midas. So he says, "Afmi alicho isa bechoska v'yahadfo isa l'makam achi." You push it someplace else. Later, sragish b'kitzba. So then, the hisrakshus, the anger of that animal will dissipate. Because a little bit of concentration that the animal needs just to keep on looking at this, or to keep on thinking about it, and it's madrega, it's already gone. So, in order for the animal to react with that anger, that emotion, there has to be on its madrega a little bit of a hispashtus of the machshava, a little bit of focus on the inyan. But if the animal is distracted, so then that's it. It goes away. Now here's the difference between, this is a disadvantage that a human being has as far as negative emotions are concerned. Obviously, the advantage, of course, is immeasurable. But there's also a disadvantage, which is, the disadvantage is that 40 years later you could remind yourself, a human being has the ability to remind himself of the bad thing that happened. And you could find yourself getting upset and angry all over again. So you could start getting angry again, because once you bring up this machshava from the archives, right? You call up this machshava from the archives of your subconscious, and you start to think about it again. It could be many years later, and you'll have his iris like of kas again. And of course, an animal doesn't have that. An animal, once that parasha is finished, it's finished. I mean, he mentioned a second that an animal might have a certain, might smell a person that once got him angry or once did something to him. An animal has that kind of a sense, but that's not the same thing as a human being. So he says that. So with a person, if you think about this. If you think about the evil that was done to you, even a long time later, there could be a renewed hisiris of kas. There's once again a kas. That maybe for whatever reason you didn't have enough of an opportunity, a chance to really get angry about at the earlier time, and now you have more time to concentrate on this, and now you can get yourself really angry. You say, no, I didn't do this thought any justice, because 40 years ago when this happened, so I got busy with other things, but now I have a little bit of time on my hands, so now I'm really angry about what happened. I have time to think about it. And there's this iris of the mid of kaz. Habahema v'chaya, with an animal, kevin shemachshove rotzen kazeh ein lahem. Obviously, an animal doesn't have such an inyan to start thinking about something many hours later, or days later, whatever it is. An animal doesn't have such a thing. Lachin bechlal, ein lahem lachin bechlal b'shas amayri chaylus l'sragish v'lo yacharkach. The animal's isragshus will be at b'shas maisa. If you're successful in distracting the animal b'shas maisa at that time, then that's pretty much it. Then you're out of danger. Because the animal doesn't drift back in his mind to a thought of something in the past. So therefore, the animal's not going to have his sragshus later on. Ein lahen lachen v'chlal b'shas ha'mayir yichelus l'sragish le'echarkach benim his sragshu b'shas ha'mayir benim nitridu v'lei sragshu. The animal, whether or not the animal b'shas ma'is when it happened was really angry or had his sragshus, or whether there was never his sragshus because it became distracted, but now when you're talking about years later or minutes later, the animal doesn't refer back to that inyan. When that event that got them upset, that got the animal upset, when that event passes, when it's gone, may atzman yishkaitu. That's it. The behemoth is all right. The behemoth is finished. It's not. Doesn't sit around and brood about it and think about it. That's an advantage that a behemoth has when it comes to negative things, not to have a grudge. And to go back to that machshava and to think about it, to have this iris of a bad midah. Then he just talks in the brackets about how it is true that an animal has a certain sense and will pick up on that sense of somebody that once hurt the animal and so on, but that's not the same thing, obviously. Ha'inyin hu, the next paragraph. Ha'inyin hu, ki noida shabina, this is what I mentioned before. Shabina hi ha'meledes is amidas. According to the Zohar Kodesh and the Ari Kodesh, that koyach inside of a person that is primarily responsible for giving birth to emotions is called bina. That's the midah of bina. Chachma does not yet have that expansiveness to be able to give birth to midas. When the chachma develops in the state of bina, bina corresponds to the mother. Chachma is the father, bina is the mother. Just like inside the mother, that seed can develop into a fetus, into a full, mature baby, and then to be born, and to develop into an adult, and so on. So too, it's through the midah of, it's through the koyach of bina, where a midah is able to be born. That means a sustained thought. We're not going to go into the, and the Rebbe doesn't go into prate protem of the inyan of the chilukim, the chachma, bina, and das. That's not for now. But the point is that intellectually, it's at that stage of bina when you begin to ponder something in a more developed way, in a more intricate and detailed way. That's called bina, which is a lashon of binyan, building something up. Lahavin davar mitoch davar. That's the midah of bina. It's that chayach of a person not just having a fleeting thought, because chachma could be still a fleeting thought. Chachma doesn't have to connect to bina. And when there's a father without a mother, when there's a male without a female, then there won't be any children. So there won't be any hisaris of him either. So there could be a fleeting thought that doesn't change anything in your life. But when the chachma connects and flows with into bina, and this thought begins to have oirich and roichav, it begins to be mispashek in that level of thinking that's called bina, that's called the mother. Just like inside the mother's womb, it begins to take shape and form. the fertilized egg begins to take shape and form. The eyes and the ears and starts to take shape and form. So too, it's that kayach of bina in which a person's machshava begins to take shape and form. At that point, where the machshava, where the thought is no longer a fleeting, almost intuitive flash, but it begins to actually develop. It takes on a certain life of its own. Then there could be a hisirus of the midah. At that stage, there could already be, it could already activate chesed gevurah teferes netzach hayad yisayid and malchus. There could be hisirus. Even in the midah of bina, everybody has heard and everybody knows that in each midah itself there are different madregas, right? So in bina itself there are madregas of chesed gevurah teferes netzach hayad yisayid and malchus. So when bina has become, when that stage of bina has become very, very, very developed, which is already referred to in Lashon HaKodesh as Tvuna, when that's fully developed, so then at that stage, which is already Malchus of Bina, then the person could start screaming like a nut, right? Start carrying out his, or in a positive way, could do something beautiful and wonderful as a result of that Tvuna that he has. Therefore, the midah of bina is called the mother of the children. In the Svarim, bina is called em habanim, the mother of the sons, the mother of the children. The children, of course, are the midas. V'gam achash anoldu v'nizgalu hamidas. Even after the midas were born and revealed, my sifais koyach va'einim ayidei hamoichin shabayim lahem. Just like even after the child is born, the child desperately, desperately needs its mother, and every single little thing that the mother does, says, especially when the child's being nursed, everything that the mother does has an impact upon the child. So even after there's been a midah has come into being as a result of bina, so originally this midah was nisayra because of that thought. Even after the midah has been born, it's through a continuing thought that midah is going to be strengthened, that midah is going to be encouraged to go on. Just like everybody desperately needs the mother to maintain that connection even after birth, so too. When there's a hisiris of a midah, the midah refers back to the bina, to the machshava, in order to be intensified and strengthened and sustained and nourished. When that's a positive midah, that's gewaldig. When it's a negative midah, then it's very, very dangerous, it's not good. He says that's what it means. V'gam la'achash anoldu v'nizgalu hamidas masifas koyach va'einim ayidei hamoichin shebo'im lahem min hachochma v'habina. That even after the kas or the ahava has been born, it still will become either strengthened or weakened, but strengthened by what? By the moichin, by the additional intellectual machshavas that are infused into that midah, will continue to strengthen that midah. From Beitz Chaim, like it says in the Kisvei Ari. I don't want to talk here about high inyonim, about Kabbalah things. I just want to talk about how this has a very, very practical effect upon a person. And I only want to talk about the connection this has to the avodah of Hashem that we're talking about. Harav HaKadosh means the Baal Tanya. Shamachshava Shabaodim. Page Lamed Gimel. Shamachshava Shabadam Hi Abchinas Malchus Shebetvuna Shabai. The Tanya explains that that level of focused, developed thinking, where it's on the verge of connecting to and touching your midas, that's called Malchus Shebetvuna or Malchus in Bina. B'nayda shakol ha'ilodev hezgalus misfir hi aidei malchus shehi achris shabbat. And of course, every single ha'ilodev, any one of the spheres, in order for there to be hezgalus, a revelation, b'poyel, in reality, of any one of the spheres, ha'el yainis, of the spheres within a person, not just in the ilumis, within the person, it takes place only through what? That stage that's called Malchus, Shei Achris Shabbat. Right? So in order for us, by the time we come to Shavuos, so we're coming to Shavuos as Malchus Shabbat Malchus. That means we're mamish, set and ready to be Jews. Everything. We went through all the weeks and all the different combinations of the spheres. Malchus Shabbat Malchus means that everything is in place. Every single thing is ready in place to be bepoil, mamish. So, in order for a midah to be born and to be revealed, that takes place through the final stage of the midah that precedes it. And this, we're talking about bina that comes before this, the service of this midah, that's higher than the midah. When malchus in bina, which is tevuna, is strengthened, so that malchus in the world of bina and tevuna, that will then give birth to an anger, to a ahava. Malchus is the last stage. Aydi malchus shi achris shaba. Ameata kevin shabem tzos habachinus malchus shabetvuna hainu hamachshava shabadam. It means not an unconscious, subconscious thought, but it means a thought that you mamish are thinking about, and you're working out in prate pratum. You're thinking about what that person did to you 40 years ago, and you're thinking until you want to do something. It's malchus, and you want to do something about it. You might not want to do anything to this person. You might not even be alive anymore, but you need to do something to get upset, to get angry. That's how the mother gives birth to the children, to the midas. V'hi ha-meisefes ben koyach gam achis ha-noldim. And the mother, the bina, adds strength to the mida even after the mida was born. Ayideh ha-moichin shenimal, because moichin, the intellect, the machshava, the mind, is on a higher level. That's the mother. It's on a higher level than the mida, and everybody is very, very, very much influenced by that which is above, that which is higher. Therefore, lachein hamidas kol kach b'machshava kshuras kanal. This is to introduce us to the inyan of hisrakshus and how to use our thoughts as a tool for hisrakshus hanefesh. Because the thoughts of a person can only come to a state of hisrakshus when they're connected to tvuna, malchus, and bina. So that's why what happens is that when you have a fleeting feeling of something, but you're distracted, and your mind is distracted, that means that feeling could be a stillborn, or could be miscarried. It doesn't necessarily add up to anything. But when you connect it to the aim habanim, when the mother is connected to the child, so then the child grows and grows and grows. The mother gives strength and takes care of the child. When a person has a tiny little bit of a hira tshuva, a little bit of a feeling of becoming better, and that little baby of a feeling doesn't connect to the mother, which is bina, which is machshava, which is thinking. The be'em is thinking and focused thought. So then that child has no life. The child can't go on living. The child was abandoned by its mother. Sometimes, we're talking about after it was born. I'm not talking about before it was born. After it was born. But God forbid that baby is abandoned, is left alone, and the mother has no shaykhis to the baby, the machshav has no shaykhis to the midah. So then what happens is, the Rebbe says, Rak kishenoyis lahen matzav machshavtul hystereia mischaskus mischadlus ibeloda nigvos venosofos chish maher. That if it's not connected to the machshava, so then that emotion, that feeling that was just starting to develop, if it's not connected to the mother, then nigvos venosofos chish maher. Then that feeling will die and disappear very, very quickly. It will die and disappear very quickly. Which when it comes to negative midas, is something that's our avoidance when it comes to negative midas. Not to think, right? To think about something else when it comes to negative midas. When it comes to positive midas, then the inyan is to have, then the inyan, of course, the positive midas is how to, adrab, is how to strengthen the mother. Had to help the mother and strengthen the mother. When it comes to negative midas, then the avoid, like we once learned from Minasin, is shalach to shalach ha'sa'ein. Get the mother out of here. Right? Not to think about it. Shalach to shalach ha'sa'ein. V'sabonim tikach lo. Then the children could become normal, healthy. Sometimes the mother has to be sent away. Shalach to shalach ha'sa'ein. Other times the mother has to be strengthened. That's the holy side of a Jew. Is when do you connect to the mother, or when do you separate from the mother? That's the whole inyan of being a Jew. That's why everybody has problems with their mothers. We should always be Em Havanim Semecha. The next year, I think, is Mitzvah will be after Yom Tov.